The Clarity Act can no longer pass by July the 4th. Reporter says the Clarity Act, the crypto market structure bill that the industry has tracked all year, cannot pass Congress by July 4th. That timeline is now logistically impossible, according to reporting from Eleanor Terrett relayed by Cointelegraph on June 14, 2026. The date had quietly hardened into an unofficial deadline for the industry, and a confirmed miss resets expectations for when a federal framework actually arrives. This is a calendar problem, not a death notice. The bill still has support and a path. But the specific July 4th target that traders, exchanges, and issuers had penciled in is off the table. A self-imposed deadline that drifted July 4th was never a statutory cutoff. It became a rallying point because it was clean, symbolic, and close enough to force urgency. Industry voices repeated it often enough that it took on the weight of a real deadline. That is the trap with informal targets. Missing them reads as a setback even when nothing in the underlying legislation has changed. Terrett's framing matters because of who she is. She covers crypto policy closely and is generally early and accurate on procedural timing inside Washington. When she says the votes and floor time cannot physically line up before the holiday, that is a read on congressional mechanics, not a prediction about the bill's ultimate fate. The muted market backdrop tells its own story. As of June 14, 2026, Bitcoin traded near 6,483.15, up 1.2% on the day, with Ether around 1,677 and the broader market posting sub-3% moves. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 21, firmly in fear. A timeline slip on a long-expected bill is not the kind of catalyst that moves price, and the tape reflects that. The line Clarity is meant to draw Clarity's core job is to settle the question that has hung over U.S. crypto for years. Which tokens fall under the SEC as securities? And which fall under the CFTC as commodities? That division decides who registers where, what disclosures apply, and which assets U.S. platforms can list without legal exposure. Until the line is drawn in statute, firms operate on enforcement precedent and best guesses. Every month the bill waits is another month exchanges, token issuers, and the payment rails built on top of them plan around ambiguity rather than rules. That uncertainty is the real cost of a slipped deadline, more so than the symbolism of any single date. The legislative track has been crowded. The White House recently convened law enforcement on the Clarity Act as a Senate vote was said to be nearing, a sign the bill had momentum heading into the summer. The July 4th miss does not erase that momentum. It pushes the realistic window later into the year. Consequences for U.S. users and the cards they spend with. For people who hold and spend crypto inside the United States, the delay keeps the status quo intact. The tokens available on U.S. exchanges, the products platforms feel safe launching, and the crypto cards that let users spend from those balances all continue to operate under the current patchwork. Nothing breaks, nothing improves either. A finished market structure law would, over time, give U.S. card issuers and stablecoin spending rails firmer ground to build on. Clear commodity versus security treatment shapes which assets can back a card, how custody is structured, and what an issuer can offer a U.S. customer without inviting a regulator. A later law means those decisions stay conservative for longer. Clarity is also distinct from the stablecoin track. Stablecoin oversight has moved on its own timeline through other vehicles. While Clarity targets the broader question of token classification and exchange oversight. The two are often discussed together but advance separately, and Clarity's slip does not necessarily stall stablecoin rulemaking. The timeline ahead. With July 4th gone, attention shifts to the next realistic legislative windows and whether Senate floor time materializes after the holiday recess. Single reporter timing calls can move quickly as schedules firm up, so this is a snapshot of where things stand on June 14th, not a fixed forecast. The bill's substance has not changed. Only the date has. For now, the practical takeaway is narrow and concrete. Anyone who had built plans around a U.S. market structure law landing before Independence Day should rebuild them around a later date that no one has yet named,